episode 940, The Anatomy of Belief.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is going to be a wonderful week. Today is Mindset Monday, and guess what? You have made it. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. It is the first full week of August. You are here. It is time for you to believe that nothing is impossible. We're going to talk about the anatomy of belief, something very important in our lives, something that we kind of just, I don't know, we just chatter about, but I don't know that we really dive deep enough to understand where it comes from. That's our chat today. You're going to love it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I told you yesterday in episode 939 that I am currently on the road. I am. And with that, so I am not in my normal studio. I'm on the road and praying my computer holds out. I am believing that God's got this and I don't. I am believing that nothing is impossible. You see, the anatomy of belief falls into our lap on a daily basis, but we really don't take time to figure out like where it all started from. How do you break down the anatomy of belief? Because without belief, success wouldn't be in your reach. But what makes up belief? Where does belief live? Where does it hang out? Where do you hang out? Let's start at the beginning. I love definitions. You know I do. Belief is an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. It is also defined as trust, faith, or confidence in someone or something. So when you break it down, the anatomy of belief requires what? Acceptance of truth. You trust that it is what it is, whether you see it, whether you can't see it. And when you can't see it, you have the faith aspect of the anatomy of belief. So you've got the acceptance of truth, you have faith, and then you have what? Confidence. That's an amazing trio. And it's great because I think about where Create Your Now started, and it was all about the Trinity lifestyle, creating the three. And there's a lot that goes deep into that. And then when I was working here on the anatomy of belief, I was like, man, this is just something that's true. I mean, you've got to have all of these. You've got to have the trust or the acceptance of truth. You've got to have the faith component. And faith doesn't necessarily mean religious, okay? Now, yes, for some of us, for me, it does bring that in. But if you're one who doesn't have that and you believe in something else or that's where your makeup is, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But faith is still a component of it. It just doesn't have to be a religious faith component as a definition. Make sense? Okay. And then honestly, you got confidence. You got to have that confidence factor. Can you or can you not do it? The nothing is impossible. What parts of the anatomy do you have right now that you possess? 100%, 100%, no question about it. The truth, the faith, or the confidence. Maybe it's all three. Or if I was to throw out a subject to you, building your business, what would you say? What if I threw out your marriage? What would you say? What if I said how you were disciplining and raising your children? What would you say about self-love? Taking care of mama first and foremost so you can take care of everybody else. I ask this question because ultimately you have to know what you have to figure out what is missing. But a lot of us just want what we have. We want something now. We don't want to have to wait on anything or anybody. We just what? Kind of want it on a silver platter. It would be nice if it was that way. And yes, that faith component, if you believe that God can strike you with lightning immediately, yes, he could. And sometimes that's where you have a huge question mark. Lord, why haven't you? I've been working on this business for 10 years and I'm still here. God, why haven't you given me an extraordinary marriage after 25 years? I've been working. I've been faithful. I believe, but something's lacking. Remember, you have to know what you have to figure out what is missing. Then you can begin to flex the muscle and build your belief tower. However, there's one thing you must understand. Belief begins with you. Y-O-U. Now, not many people talk about it that way. They talk about it, you know, with connection of your emotions and, yeah, this is what you really like, or maybe it's your dreams or these recurring thoughts or your wishes or something that you're good about, this passion that's within you. But belief begins with you. It's your experiences, your knowledge, your background, meaning your ethnicity and your religious beliefs. The anatomy of belief is made up solely of you because it's your belief. You could have 200 children and you would still have your own belief. And each one of your children would have their belief. And it could be slightly different. Why? Because you are uniquely, you're wonderfully, fearfully made. And your belief comes from you, what you see, your thoughts, your emotions, your experiences, your faith, your rituals, your habits. It's you. Belief is all about you. So when you believe, it's because some part of you can reason out or see or blindly trust, meaning that you have faith, in what is in front of you. You're like, yeah, I got that. I can grasp that. Maybe I've seen enough and I can believe, I can go that far. So I can say, yes, I believe that to be true. A lot of people think about belief when it comes to religious practices, what you read in the Bible. Some people just go because, well, my dad taught me and his dad taught him and his dad taught him. And so it just goes back generation after generation after generation. Other people want facts, hard, decisive facts. Other people want hard, decisive facts based with scientific research. Some people want physical evidence. They have to touch it. They have to seal it. They have to feel it. What are your belief systems wrapped around? How do you believe? Because remember, belief is about you. It's solely you. You hold the key to the anatomy of belief. It's all specific to each of us individually. Now, that doesn't mean we can't have some things in common. But if we were to sit down and try to connect all the dots based on our beliefs, there would be some that would not connect to your beliefs versus my beliefs. And that's not necessarily good or bad. It's just that would be a fact. And that's why you hold the key to the anatomy of belief. It's your key. That should excite you. Why should that even excite you? Why? Because nothing is impossible. If you hold the key, that means, well, the power is in you. And that means if the power is within you, that means you're telling yourself, I can or I can't do it. You either see something as an excuse or an opportunity. You're like, whoa, now you're beating me down. I thought you were supposed to be picking me up. We're talking mindset here. We're going deeper. Because I want you to think about this stuff. You've got things that you want to do in your life. You're not just sitting back going, well, I'll just let the world happen around me and I'll participate when I want to. If so, you wouldn't still be here listening to me right now. You would have turned me off, flushed me down the toilet and said, I'm done with this lady. But you're not. So obviously, there's something here. There's a connection. There's something bigger for you in your life. What are those expectations that you want? What are those dreams? What are those wishes? What's that passion that's burning within you? You hold the key to the anatomy of belief. I can't force my beliefs on you. All I can do is show you from my perspective. Remember, it goes back to connecting all the dots. Some of ours would maybe cross over and others would be like, whoa, where'd that come from? But that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. Now that you know belief is made up of you, how do you build your belief tower? How do you build it? Because you got to build it, right? If you don't have a tall and strong and not necessarily forceful, but this almighty belief tower that is hard to be reckoned with, because when life happens, it still stands there in the midst of storms. Your belief is a foundation to your mindset. So how do you build your belief tower? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Spark the belief. You got to spark it. If you don't have a spark, it doesn't what? There's nothing to grow from it. You can't build a fire without a spark. And it only takes a spark to get a fire going. Great song, by the way. Old campfire song. I love it. Growing up, some of you might be singing that right now in your head if you're old enough like me to remember. It only takes a spark to get a fire going. One of these days, we'll play it for you. So let's break that down, because I don't want to keep you too long, and I'm praying my computer holds out. And I'm hoping that you're getting this and understanding truly the anatomy of belief. So let's build your belief tower and spark the belief. Number one, B-E. How simple is that? B. Be present. Be in the moment. Catch the wave. Have you ever seen that commercial? I was asking my husband earlier, I said, what's that commercial that has kind of the slogan, catch the wave? He goes, I think it's Starburst. I don't know. It's some candy commercial. I thought maybe it was Coca-Cola. Regardless, catch the wave. You got to be in the moment, right? If you're a surfer out there, you got to be ready to catch the wave, or what happens? It goes right by you and you're just floating. The world is just happening around you. You missed out. But you won't miss out if you are being. That means you're being present. You're being in the moment. Have you ever gone to a church service and you went there and you left? And later on in the afternoon, someone asked you a question about, oh, yeah, we went to church and, oh, can you believe this? And they start talking about it and you're like, I don't even remember that part of the service. And I was there the entire time. I was even on time. But I don't remember that part. Sometimes we're just going through the motions. You can't do that in life. To build that belief tower, to spark the belief, you have to be. Number one is be. Number two, you have to do. To do. You got to do. That means you got to take aim, action, action. Action ignites motivation. Belief is built upon action, not excuses. What does your life look like today? A pile of action or a pile of excuses? Maybe it's more of what does the day look like instead of what does your life look like? I know if you're in the middle of the storm, maybe you feel like your life right now is a pile of excuses. You're just trying to climb out of the dumpster going, there's just no way I can get out of this mess. I'm sinking. I'm in a landfill and I hate it. I don't want to be here. You don't have to be there. But you have to what? Believe. That takes me to number three. It's you. The anatomy of belief, it all falls to you. You got to believe. Because when you've tasted success, you want more. It's energizing. And that success doesn't mean that you're holding the trophy, that you've won first prize at something, that you're on the news, or you've made international fame or something. No. It could be something as simple as, I ate my meal the way I needed to eat. I've been really watching personally what I'm eating lately, because my body, oh my goodness gracious. Okay, that's a story. We could be here for hours, so we won't, because my computer probably won't last that long. But we could be here for hours based on how my body can handle food, what it does and what it doesn't like. And my husband tells me, he says, "Hun, it's just because God wants you pure. He wants you eating only the real and exactly what your body needs, nothing more, nothing less." Well, for me, a foodie who loves food, all kinds of food, I don't care if it's processed, I don't care if it's full of sugar, I don't care if it's full of fat, I don't care if it comes from a cow or if it comes from the ocean, I love food, but it doesn't love me. And so we're traveling. And you know how tough it is to travel and eat right? But we went out together because I remember I have my two youngest with me. The other ones are back home trying to keep the fire lit there and keep the house together. And we decided we would go out and have Chinese. Love it, love it, love it. But I can't eat a lot of it. I can't have the breading. I can't have any of that stuff. So I got to eat the vegetables, the really good, healthy, the non-breaded stuff. I can't have all of that other stuff, and I can't have the noodles. I can't have the rice. It just doesn't agree with my body. I was so proud of myself. I walked out of the restaurant and I said, "Yes, I did it." I just had one little bite of sesame chicken, just one. And it was yummy. And I was done and I was okay with it. You see, that was success for me. Now, is that going to make international news? Is that going to bring me this amazing fame? No, but that's success. And once when you've tasted success, you want more. You want more. What do you need to believe in today? Where can you start today in your life? I want you to choose one thing that when you get it done, you will feel amazing. And it's just one thing. It doesn't have to be anything like totally out of the ordinary, crazy, wild. You don't have to go jump off a cliff or go rock climbing. No. But it's one thing. Maybe it's to balance your checkbook. Maybe it's to pay the bills. It's the beginning of the month, so maybe you need to organize your bills. And if you get that done, yes. I want you to choose the one thing. So you'll feel amazing. So it'll put a smile on your face. And guess what? Your spark of belief will ignite. And that's exactly what you're needing. Because why? You're trying to believe in what you want in your life. You need that belief tower. You need to make it stronger and taller. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, Take Aim. Yes, you know, the be, do, the believe, that do, that action. Yes, Take Aim. Click on the link. It's a free gift from me to you, a complimentary coaching call. You can chat with me about anything that you need. And maybe right now it's mindset. And you're just a little bit tangled up in the web called life. And guess what? That's okay. So let's come together and let's untangle that web together. Let's get you some strategies and tools that you can use right now, today, to begin your journey to build that belief tower. Because when you begin building your belief tower, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Go out and have an absolutely extraordinary, incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.